get this thing rolling. Welcome to the slaughterhouse. I am Ian Trigg Miller, and I am the co-owner here at Iowa's premier haunted attraction, just near downtown Des Moines. And we are beyond thrilled to be partnering with one of the greatest metal legends in history. And that is, of course, none other than Slipknot. We're very excited to have Sean from Slipknot with us here today, and I'll invite him up here in a couple of moments. Just to give you an overview of what we're doing this season. We will be operating as usual, weekends throughout the month of October. However, with Slipknot as a very integral partner in this crime against humanity, as it is, we will be creating several diabolical vignettes and whatnot throughout the house that will prove the iconology and the culture and the lore and the legend that is Slipknot to the patrons, not only of the slaughterhouse, just coming for the slaughterhouse experience, but most importantly to the fans and who celebrate the culture of Slipknot themselves, who will most likely be traveling in from all over the world. So we will be adding not just the tribal S, not just the Slipknot maggot logo and mark. We will be creating specific actor engagements that will happen throughout the experience that only a true Slipknot fan will actually grasp. So we're taking it to the deepest, darkest level of hell. If there could be an eighth level, that's where we're going. So I think without further ado, I'll invite Sean to come on up.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you.
What's up, everybody? So, you know, this experience is something we've been working towards for quite some time now. Being in this business, doing what we do, extreme art, extreme music, going all around the world, we spend a lot of time with our fans, our culture. And I just learned through the decades now that experience for not only the youth, but just humans in general in the world we live in today. So this is something we've been investigating and trying for, it's been a while now. And we met these gentlemen, and they invited us through their labyrinth, I guess. And it was pretty, well, it was very impressive, and it felt right. And we like to stick with our own. And things are happening in the knot world, and this is just kind of one of the very first things that's happening, and it's also something we've been doing kind of undercover for a couple years until the fit was right. And like I said, we met these gentlemen and came here, and this is a beautiful thing, and it's all about the fans. It's all about a special experience, making it one-on-one almost. So it really is going to be a moment in history, our history and their history, and our history in Des Moines. It's been a long time since we've done anything in Des Moines besides play shows. So we're really happy to do this. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be scary, and it's going to be metal, you know, hard rock and art at its most extreme. So that's really what we're into is the extremeness, and also the fans, the culture. It's all about them. So, I don't know. Any questions? Anything like that? I'm sorry?
Is this going to be permanent?
You never know. I mean, life isn't permanent, so I don't look past right now. Right now, we're doing this at the end, you know, mid-October to the end of October. Try it out. Everyone just does their thing. It's all about having fun and making sure the culture has fun, and it's something that they want, something they request. Yeah, it could be permanent, but right now we're just concentrating on, you know, this year.
That's right. Yeah, the this that is happening is beyond our wildest nightmare come true. When we started down this road in 2010, it was that dream, right? Slipknot, though, the world. Slaughterhouse, Biggs family, our lore, very small, Des Moines at this time. So when I found that email in late spring, it was almost inconceivable that it could be a reality. And the fact that the timing was so perfect, so congruous, and that in a lot of senses we share the same culture that Slipknot shares, that culture of providing a home and a place and an outlet for the disenfranchised, for those who don't have that, didn't grow up with it. And that's what we are, that's what we embody, that's what our henchmen provide as an experience and an opportunity for our patrons. So it's perfect. Perfect timing for us. It's perfect in every way we can conceive of it. So just beyond stoked.
It is, like you said, it's very important. You know, we always try to create some sort of element for people of today to escape, get away, just live their life the way they want to. And a lot of times there's not a lot of things for outlets of art, you know, especially extreme art. So, you know, this is perfect. It's going to be a couple weeks or something of just focused entertainment that encompasses everything, music and oversaturation, temperature, you know, people are going to fall out. And that's the point, is just to have this over amount of art just be overwhelming, I guess. So it's going to be a good time, but it is, again, to create a moment for, these people to have a place. And it's very important to all of us involved.
Can you talk a little more about some of the specifics that you're doing as an artistic collaborator, how it will be a little different than if you weren't here? Like, in what way is Slipknot or you guys making this different and immersive?
Well, you know, without sounding too whatever, this is established, and I like that, you know. In fact, I love that. There's a lot of hard work here. I love that. I want to be involved only with hard work and vision and passion. So I don't need to bring anything but myself. Or actually, I just need to go grab Clown wherever he is and bring that to this for the culture. And then it all unravels by itself. So really, they've created the playground, their vision, their labyrinth, their art. And they've invited those entities here. And when those entities show up, things happen all on their own. So it's more of a feel kind of thing. You know, there are things we're doing, but another reason why I like it here so much is nothing's contrived. I've been to a lot of these sorts of things all around the world in my career. And there were many things in here that I've never experienced. And that, you know, I just love that because it's where I was born and raised less than a mile from here. And that makes me happy. That makes us happy to keep it home. A couple of us still live here. So we're just going to bring ourselves. And when we bring ourselves, stuff happens.
Let me just say that we have reinforced all of the wall paneling.
This is true because we first of all, if this is okay to say, I love the danger of this place, you know, and I also love how they've risen above, you know, Des Moines. You know, Des Moines can be very hard, but when you don't beat Des Moines, but when you work with Des Moines, you get above your art and your dream. It can really move, and that's what I love. Is like, this is in Des Moines. And it's real and it's raw. And it reminds me of kind of like we were back in the day. No one would give us a show because we were too raw. We were too much of a risk for venues. And that's what this feels like. So it's just a couple decades later, I'm still here. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we're just going to bring ourselves and create havoc. Yes?
How many people did this
last year? We had a 100% increase in attendance to 8,000 paid attendees. That was with a lot of torrential rain, but we still hit where we needed to be last year. And We don't know where this is going to land this year. We expect, our numbers say that we expect to see 12,000, yet another huge growth of the attraction, 100% from 2 years ago again. But with Slipknot, it could be much, much, much bigger than anticipated. We have done our diligence in study and research for other similar collaborations, and we could see a hailstorm. So,
well, we don't expect anything else but that, because you know that's what life's about. We're here to bring it down. We're here to have a flood of, you know, love towards the arts. So we were saying earlier, we're going to invite this to the entire world. And normally that'd be kind of a strange thing to say, but we've done that before, and you won't believe who shows up. You know, we have dedicated fans that when we play Europe, they're at every show. And some shows take a day to get to. We have a day off. You know, we're flying or doing the quick route, and we'll get there 2 days later in some obscure festival in, you know, France, and there's that guy. And he's at every show, so he'll be here. There's one gentleman wears a Homer Simpson mask. Mark my words, he'll be here. You know, you'll see a Homer Simpson walk around, and you'll go, that's who Clown was talking about. So we don't try to put a cap on it, because that's no fun. That's too corporate. That's too not my world. That's too for everyone who's set in their ways and worried about retirement. I'm here to share a beer at the end of the night going, my God, there was this many people, and wow, we had a great time. We're hoping all the kids come, we hang out. I'm the type of person that likes to talk to the fans, to the maggots, to the culture I belong to. So it's gonna be a thing, you know? I mean, we're a very close band to our fans, so it's not a job, it's not a request. It's a day in the life, you know, and everybody's gonna come and flood Des Moines, hopefully, and pack some rooms at some hotels and have some fun at bars and, you know, see where we came from. And it's gonna be a good time, you know. It's a good time, and it's gonna be a good thing for Des Moines, we believe.
Any possibility you may be performing artist in a ambiguous mask?
Like I said, Clown will be there. He'll be there. And, you know, it's pretty much what he does best. So, for most of us, you know, we're just born to do this. It was very important for us, Slipknot, I'll say this now. In the beginning days, you can imagine people are very stubborn and most times ignorant and very judgmental. And people were very judgmental on our band for a very long time, you know. Is it Halloween? Is it WWF? Is it this? Is it that? You know, well, art and music is everything. Why put labels on it, or why throw it down one thing, you know? Rock and roll has no walls. We don't choose skin color, you know? So we feel that we finally have established ourselves as, you know, a hard rock band who tours the world. We don't have anything to prove but to ourselves. And people have laid off all the judgmental, kind of idiotic labels. Are you this? Are you that? No, we're Slipknot. We do what we want, as much as we want, when we want, how we want. And we let everyone in, no matter who they are, what scene or whatever. So that's why we do things like this now, you know, because it's finally been established that we're not any of these funny little things, you know. But again, this is an experience that's real. You know, I'm wearing this shirt, he's wearing this shirt. I feel like I should be wearing this shirt, you know? So we're the same, and that's what feels good. And again, you'll see all the kids come, and it'll be a culture, it'll be a beautiful thing, and a lot of you will be here, bored or not, and you will see it, and it's just a wonderful thing. So, you know, we love that finally after 20 years, we can start branching out to different experiences without so many judgmental, you know, things. You know, it's just art, and it comes in many many colors, music, drawing, prose, whatever. So that's what we're doing. It's art cranked to a million, and there'll be a Medicare. People will be fainting because they always do. When you're oversaturated, which is something we do as a band, people fall out. And it's all right because people need that extreme kind of saturation in their brain. They need that. They need to feel unsafe for a moment to be able to get through.
Couldn't agree more.
Right.
It's all about creating a mirror so they can reflect. And once they survive, if they survive, should they survive, then they can dwell in that space and decide what that impermanence means to them, what their mortality is.
Yeah, we deal with a lot of that. And, well, all of us deal with that in life anyway. So we're just taking it, we're giving you a ticket for a price, and we're just throwing you down the wormhole. And hopefully, I'm kind of, my goals are always, I'm the type of person that would like to see clowns stand right outside the front door and watch people just leave before they can even go in. That's how extreme we are. They're just like, no way, I can't get by that clown. That's where we're going. And that's what we do, and that's what we love. But, if they were to start walk away, maybe the clown disappears and they come in. But we really are going to slam the door in their face because it's fun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody has any questions about any of the VIP offering stuff. I know that that's coming to light today, beyond all of this, through marketing teams and whatnot. But there will be that weekend. So we operate from the first weekend of October through Halloween. And stay tuned because there may be a special Halloween event planned that could or could not involve some certain individuals. But that third weekend that we operate, that's going to be the hyper-focused. While we will be Slipknot times the Slaughterhouse through the entire season, a year of the Knot, that third weekend is where all of this, the band immersive VIP offerings are going to happen. So I'm sure you'll see all of that in the press releases that come out about the VIP offerings. But that will include various different tiers, not just merchandise tiers, because that, as ourself as well, we are not as, that's not our focus. Our focus is creating this experience. So beyond the merchandising stuff, there's going to be the integral experience stuff with the members themselves. And that's going to be exciting.
We know for a fact that the world is going to come to this. And we know for a fact by doing what we've done for as long as we've done, that when people do come, they're going to expect certain things. They're going to ask us why there aren't t-shirts. They're going to ask us, since they're here in Des Moines, is there a chance they can go see some stuff? You won't believe how many kids I have around the United States skip school to come to my house just to shake my hand, to say that they voyaged across America, skipping school just to meet the clown, and I have to let them know, nice to meet you and everything, don't ever come back here because my kids live here. And so we know that our culture's coming from all over, and they're going to want, as weird as it may sound, they're gonna want as much as they can. So we're gonna be offering, we've just been thinking about it and we're coming up with these different scenarios, but we're gonna have a lot of different sort of special VIP things for the people that need more. Some people don't need that, but the people that do, it's likely, if you think about it, there's a lot of things in Des Moines that are important to Slipknot. For one, this is where we're from. There's many practice locations, there's many bars, there's just many places around this town that are relevant to us, that are important to our culture, and a lot of them want that stuff. So we're just thinking about kind of integrating, Slaughterhouse, Slipknot, Des Moines, Iowa, the world, just this is the center location, but we're going to try and make that month a fun month of just a lot of stuff. So we're putting that all together now. We'll see how that works out, but everybody will be hearing about that real soon. And it's gonna be a great month, but those 2 weeks, right? Those 2 weeks are just, the last 2 weeks are just crammed full of just awesomeness.
So. Yeah, keep your eyes and ears ready for all of that stuff as it's dropping. It'll be dropping constantly. And seriously, like, it's hard to not say, but it's not, everything's not completely finalized, so we can't. So keep your ears to the tracks. But it's super exciting. Amazing stuff that's going to go on for the fans. So
they have no idea. No one ever does. That's why we do it.
Standard tickets are available on www.hearpig.com or slaughterhousedm.com. The general admission and VIP fast passes throughout the season are available there. The special VIP Slipknot offerings will happen through Slipknot's ticket portal, and I believe that will probably, I imagine that will probably drop later today or tomorrow, according to their timeline and schedule.
We had to do this at 10 in the morning. For gentlemen like you guys in the back. And now tickets are for sale and everything will be up very soon. And yeah, today's the day. It's a very exciting day. I've been off for 2 years from 0.5 The Gray Chapter. And we've just been really, really looking to the future from that day that we got home a couple years ago. And I can say that, you know, we've just been working towards stuff the whole time off, which is something we've never done before in our career, is work on the entire time off. So, as you can think, everything has a purpose and everything has a reason. And we're just very excited, you know, so everything's coming back to life and people like myself are starting to show his face. And that can be a good thing. So here I am, and hopefully you will all come and experience what we are going to create together, and it's going to be a wonderful time in both of our histories. Thanks for coming.
You have new music coming out?
What's that?
You're hinting at you have new music coming out?
Are you going to buy it if it does? We always have new music coming out. So we're off right now. We're in between cycles. We still have a lot of time left of this year. So we're still off. It's going to be a minute for new music and new stuff. But like I said, I'm here, so keep your eyes and ears open.
I'm going to throw a shout out real quick to all our contributing sponsors too this year. Zombie Burger, and you can bet that there will be some Zombie Burger action, not only with the Slaughterhouse Burger, which we do throughout the month, but also most likely some maggot action there as well. We also have Atlantic Bottling with Monster Energy. They're on board. They'll do some samplings and whatnot this year. We've got Fire Trucker Brewery. They do a beer for us every year. This year, of course, that, like everything else, is going to be co-branded with both worlds intact as one. So you can look forward to that too. That will also be available at Zombie Burger along with the burgers that happen there. We've got a yellow cab shuttle that goes every Friday and Saturday night from Zombie Burger downtown to the slaughterhouse and back again. So you can always park down there, grab a burger, come over here. We'll make you throw it up, and then you can go back and get another one. Aside from that, Speak PR is our PR firm. They handle all of this, bringing you all fine folks here together. I've got to say they're probably one of our most important sponsors, if not the single most important sponsor. The Barnum Factory is the premise that we house the attraction on. So I want to give a thank you to them as well. And all of our other sponsors, we have many more. And of course, Mouth Breather and Trig Biggs here in the flesh. Oh, and Delicious back in the back too. Thanks, Delicious. Anything else? All right.
Thank you. Thank
Rock
you.
On.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, dude.
Good job.
Totally.